Welcome back to Skincare Made Simple, the podcast where we simplify the overly complicated world of skincare so you can have a clear, glowing, healthy skin, which you so deserve. I am your host, Ella, and I'm a licensed esthetician and acne specialist and fellow acne-prone girly myself. And if you have been on a barrier healing, skin healing journey to calm everything down, maybe tone back your routine a little bit, but now everything's starting to feel a bit better, and we're wanting to add those actives back in, this is the episode for you. And also, since we're transitioning seasons right now, I'm going to share a few quick tips to help keep your skin calm and glowing through those changes. But before we get into that, as always, there are tons of links in the show notes for you to check out, including links to find me on socials where you can get a daily dose of skincare information, links to work with me one-on-one so we can work together to achieve your best skin ever, and of course, every single product that I am going to mention, along with Shop My Shelf, where you can find esthetician-approved products sorted by skin type and skin concern, a lovely place to start your shopping journey. And then, of course, the Clear by New Year Hub. We have our Clear by New Year challenge going on at the moment. And that is because we have only 3 months now, less than 3 months until the new year. And it takes about 90 days, about 3 months, to see big changes within our skin. So every week, we are breaking down a different aspect of rebuilding your skin. And we've been talking about stripping everything back and healing the barrier. So now we're getting into the fun part where we start rebuilding everything again. So make sure you check out the Clear by New Year Hub down in the show notes. I update it every week and there is a ton of amazing information in there. So definitely worth checking out. And it also includes my ingredient checker that I created with ChatGPT. And I love this thing so much. You do not have to be a paid user of ChatGPT in order to use this ingredient checker. It's not just going to tell you if a product has a comedogenic ingredient in it. It's going to tell you the likelihood of it clogging your pores, along with the likelihood of causing sensitivity or triggering fungal acne. But it's also going to look at the overall picture of the formula and let you know what ingredients will play well together, what won't, what will maybe minimize the comedogenicity of other things, because it's not as black and white as, oh, this product has a comedogenic ingredient. It's going to cause acne. It's not that simple in any way, shape, or form. So this ingredient checker, yes, it is ChatGPT, and yes, ChatGPT can get things wrong, but this will give you such a better start to truly understand these ingredients. Please do research beyond just that, but it's a really good starting place because every other ingredient checker on the market just tells you yes or no and maybe lists the ingredients, but doesn't actually give you any real information, which just makes this whole process more confusing. So all of that is down in the show notes, but let's move on to how to actually add products back into your routine, because that's what we're actually here for today, right? So first of all, is your barrier actually ready to add new products back in or add the treatments you are already using back into your routine, okay? So when we are dealing with a damaged barrier, we are going to see more redness and stinging or burning when you apply products. Generally some tightness and dryness. Even if you have oily skin, that dryness and tightness, it's an interesting feeling when you have that tightness to the skin, but you're still an oil slick because you produce a ton of oil. Dehydrated oily skin does exist, and that's a big barrier dysfunction sign. So generally that dryness and tightness, but also some flakiness or maybe even itchiness, especially if you already have dry skin. And then you're dealing with barrier dysfunction on top of that. That itchy skin is super common there. And then, of course, more inflammation in the skin. During this time, we can also feel like our moisturizer or hydrating serum, that they either just sit on the skin, they're not actually absorbing, or they just absorb so quickly. And maybe an hour later, you're feeling the need to apply more moisturizer because your skin is just absorbing everything, but it's not actually retaining anything, because that's part of what your barrier does. It helps to lock that hydration in. So when we don't have that barrier, all that hydration just ends up evaporating. So on top of all of that, we deal with more inflammation in this time as well. So breakouts can be more severe. So when we are looking for signs that our barrier is healing, we are looking for the opposite of all of that. Any of those signs that you were dealing with, we are looking for those to start reducing and all of those to improve. Now, if we start working on our barrier and let's say we're maybe like a week and a half in and we've had like 2 days that our skin is feeling great, please keep going on the barrier repair. Give it another 2 weeks longer than what you think you need, especially if you feel like your barrier healed really quickly. Now, I'm talking about for the more severe barrier damage here. If your barrier was only slightly irritated, your skin was more angry instead of like full on damaged, then that's a different situation. It's only going to take a couple days to repair that. But if we are dealing with full on barrier dysfunction, give it some time for your skin to actually heal before we start adding those actives back in. If we add those actives back in before our skin is ready for it, we're going to jump right back to that damaged barrier. So we want to make sure that your skin is actually strong enough to take those actives back in. Now, please also keep in mind when adding them back in, we are not going to go back to the same routine that damaged our barrier in the first place. So we do need to do maybe a self audit, maybe work with, I don't know, some esthetician that you really like listening to the advice of, who offers virtual consultations. But, you know, do an audit of your skincare products that you were using beforehand, specifically your actives, any exfoliants, any retinoids, your active vitamin C. If you are using the active form of ascorbic acid, that counts here as well, because that can cause some irritation. So do an audit of what was going on in your routine that got you to the point of barrier dysfunction or even just angry skin, because we don't want to get back to the angry skin part either. Even if it's not a full-blown barrier dysfunction, clearly something didn't work to make your skin angry in the first place. So we're not jumping straight back to that routine. And if it's a matter of you were using a glycolic acid 3 times a week, and you've tried using glycolic acid 1 time a week and your skin was still angry, okay, try a mandelic acid. Okay, mandelic acid is far more gentle, but basically targets all the same things as a glycolic acid. So you can go down in strength of your acid. Even if you want to still use it 3 times a week, going down in strength is an option there. So we can either go down in strength of our acid or we can go down in frequency of use. And that's going to be personal preference and dependent on what your skin likes the best. But regardless, we are going to add them back in slowly. Like, I'm not saying you have to go all the way down to using it like once a week type of thing. But if you were using, let's say you were using, let's just talk retinoid for a moment. Let's say you were using your tretinoin every single night. And then after, you know, 2 months of that, we're in full-blown barrier dysfunction. And not saying that's a guarantee, I'm saying in this scenario. And then when you add the tretinoin back in, we're not going back to every night. Start with going with Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And let your skin adjust to that for a few weeks. And if your skin's feeling good with that, we're not dealing with any sensitivities, we've made it over the adjustment period, which lasts for generally the first 2 months. So we add that back in, we're doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, things are going well for the first 2 months, cool. Then we can bump it up to every other night and go from there. We don't need to jump straight back into using it as often as possible. Using a product that is stronger or using it more frequently does not give you better results. It's just going to lead you to that damaged barrier. I feel like I sound like a broken record at this point, but like this really is a big deal, because if we keep using all of these actives, then we're not going to see the results we're looking for. If our skin isn't healthy enough to show us the results, then we're just simply not going to see the results. So we are going to add them back in slowly. We're going to give our skin time to heal. We're not going to jump straight into adding the actives the moment we see that our skin is starting to repair. We're going to let our skin fully repair for a few weeks, and then we will add our actives back in, and we will add them in slowly and one at a time. My digital routine builder linked in the show notes, it walks you exactly through how to do this, how to add these actives back in so that you do not damage your barrier. But that is our main goal here. It is a long game. We are not going for a quick, fast. We are playing the long game here so we can have those sustainable results. We are not trying to do some get-rich-quick scheme type of thing with our skincare. Those never work out the way that we want them to. Now, this time of year with the season change can also wreak havoc on everybody's skin. Your skin can be in amazing shape, and then the change of seasons can cause like a mini little freak out. My skin's currently going through it. I think it's a mix of my toddler touching my face a whole lot and the season change. Because as the seasons change, and I don't know about where you are, but where I am in the southeast of the United States, we have what we call a fake fall. And where I am, we had two fake falls this year. It temporarily for a week or so dropped down to fallish temperatures, and then it like skyrockets back up to the average temperature during the day being mid 80s, and which is totally fine and dandy, except for my skin hates that. And you know, it plays such a big role in the overall health of our skin. So broken record again, but if you are not already focusing on that barrier health, then now is a good time to do that. And you don't have to do anything crazy to focus on barrier health. You can add in something like, if you're oily, something like the Good Molecules 5% Niacinamide Serum with Ectoin. That one is lovely. I actually just picked that one up for myself. And it is so nice. It's going to be so great at keeping your skin healthy, but not being that super overpowering, slippery, wet serum for oily skin. It absorbs so quickly. It's got that 5% niacinamide, which is such a lovely amount. So highly recommend if you are oily and you are looking for something that's going to help to strengthen the skin, the season change, then highly recommend looking into the Good Molecules 5% Niacinamide Serum with Ectoin. But then if you are more on the dry side, if you need something to add in, that is where Milky Toners are going to be your best friend. And go with any Milky Toner that your heart desires. The Polish Choice Nourishing Milky Toner is my personal favorite, but the Bubble Cosmic Silk Milky Toner is lovely, lovely, lovely as well. And then if you are combo skin and you want to add something in, the I'm Free Mugwort Toner is fantastic. We're just looking for a product that has ingredients in it that are going to help to heal and repair and protect the skin. Something like I mentioned, the Good Molecules Niacinamide Serum with Ectoin. Ectoin is found on microorganisms as a protectant, and it forms little like bubbles around your skin cells to protect them from the environment. So that's the kind of thing that we are looking for. And well, you know, there are tons of ingredients, and I'll list a whole bunch of them in the show notes because, you know, if you're listening to this, you know, I'm not expecting you to remember every ingredient that I'm about to name. So they'll all be listed in the show notes for you. But of course, things like Ectoin, Panthenol, Beta-Glucan. Oh, what else do we have? Centella Asiatica, Allotonin. Peptides are fantastic too. Growth factors, those help to actually help repair the skin. There are so many lovely ingredients that help the skin, and that is what we're looking for. We don't need 5 or 6 or 7 different products that are all barrier focused. We need to not be overusing our actives, and we need to have something that we can use morning and night that works lovely for our skin to support it and protect it. That's it. That's what it means to have a barrier-focused routine. It's nothing crazy. Don't get yourself overwhelmed. Don't overthink it. Aside from adding in something to help counteract the weather change, we can also think about adding a humidifier, especially if you live in a drier environment, or if you live in an environment that's really humid in the summer and really dry in the winter. Which one does your skin like better? If your skin prefers the humidity, then in those colder months, see about getting at least a little mini humidifier that can sit next to you while you sleep. That can be such a game changer for our skin. And then also, please remember, even if you're not outside much, and even if maybe it's a little more cloudy or whatever, sun protection still matters in the fall and winter. Please still wear that sunscreen. UV damage does not take a holiday vacation. So your sunscreen should not either. It should be worn every single day. And I will sound like a broken record with that every day for the rest of my life. That and barrier health. Those are the two things that I stand firm on. You cannot change my mind on those two. So please wear your sunscreen every day. Don't overthink the season change. Don't overthink if your skin's going through a little shift right now. And it's like, my skin was great like 2 weeks ago. What the hell's going on with it now? Don't overthink that. It happens to most of us. Our skin goes through a little bit of a shift with the weather change, and the more extreme the change in your environment, the more extreme your skin could freak out, And then the state of your barrier at the time of the weather change will also determine this. So don't feel like you need to change a whole lot in your routine if your skin is currently freaking out. Just remember the weather change, because sometimes just knowing what is the cause or what is the most likely cause, it helps a lot with the mental aspect that comes around with acne. I know that the acne on my cheeks right now are because my sweet baby four-year-old comes up and puts his hands on my face every single day, and I will take all of the acne to keep his sweet little hands coming back to me every day. It is what it is, and knowing what's causing it does help with that mental aspect, like, a whole lot. That counts for the weather change, the season change as well. Just remember, healing your barrier is like rehabbing an injury. You wouldn't run a marathon right after spraining your ankle, so you shouldn't dive headfirst into strong actives after barrier damage either. We want to take it slow, listen to your skin, and you'll see those clear skin goals coming together beautifully in time. There are no quick fixes in skincare, and that's okay, right? So if this episode resonated with you, please, I would love it if you shared it with a friend, left a review, all of those lovely things. And don't forget to join the Clear by New Year Challenge. I appreciate you hanging out with me today. I hope you have a lovely day, night, evening, life, everything, because you deserve it. And don't forget to reapply that sunscreen.